1-800-400-6071. 1-800-400-6071.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
It's balloon sinuplasty, not sinoplasty. Oh, is my mic on?
What?
Is my mic on?
Sinuplasty?
Is my mic on?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Life can be so sweet.
It's not sino, it's sinu. Oh, my mic's still on. Oh, shit.
What?
Edit that out. Don't make anybody mad. Actually, I live to make them mad.
But it's still calculator, right?
It's still calculator.
Calculator.
Yeah.
And Hunter.
Hunter. Level Hunter.
Okay.
This rover.
You may not use rage enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine,
slippy
flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing bangs, or flying willards.
How about fiddle faddles?
Under my supervision.
So use everything he just made. Guess I'm in trouble.
Flying Willards, really?
Where do you get those? Plus, I eat meat. How about that latest scare?
Oh
my God! You gotta be kidding me.
What is all that about?
Processed meat. Don't eat them anymore.
It's what so many things are about. It's driven by a few people with an agenda. Folks, if you stay with us, we will eventually educate you to the evils and the politics and the money that drives so much misinformation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
You know what?
What?
Dan, did you hand me that sheet?
Chicken butt.
What? Did you hand me the sponsor sheet? Did you put it out?
Thought I did. Yeah.
I have to go out there and look.
You should have.
Hey, can you kill 15 seconds? I got to walk over and get it. Hang on.
Yeah, go
That's
ahead.
That's all I need. 15 seconds.
Oh,
15
yeah, seconds. I think it's sitting over there.
Yeah, so no more meats. Yeah, it's said all processed meats are a carcinogen now.
But it's a full moon.
What?
It's a full moon.
My mistake, so, Dan, is right where you always put it.
Oh, yeah.
My fault.
What?
You heard me.
What?
You heard me. I'll say it again. My fault. So here we are, the 27th day of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta.
No,
that's the 3rd of June.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we start with the Burke segment. Here's what we're going to do today. Colin Jeffrey will come in today, and he's going to talk about, you know, shows and movies and TV and stuff, and what you may want to look for and what you may want to avoid. And I meant to mention this yesterday, and I didn't. And I set it aside and forgot about it. And it was something that was on HBO last night. And we'll get to the Burke segment. But I have to get this out of my system. It was called How to Dance in Ohio. Did I mention this yesterday? I don't think
no.
I mentioned it. I should have. It was on last night, so I recorded it. And I watched it, and it was about a group of autistic, I want to say kids, but they were late teens, 20s, all the way into middle age, and there were a couple of older people in this group, and they all had autism. I almost shouldn't have watched it, because I was exhausted when it was over just from sadness and from... I'm very, very weak when it comes to looking at or facing the plight of some other parents. And Peon, I will tell you, now that you have Archie, and now that you know he's healthy, looks like he's going to be fine, healthy, as he gets older and older and older, every time you see a set of parents or a parent who has a child with cerebral palsy or autism or Asperger's,
It's already happening. Whenever I see a story, I saw a story yesterday where Chris Angel, you know, the famous magician.
Sure.
They just found out his 2-year-old has leukemia. So
it will tear you up.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, no, I can't imagine now. Every time I see a story like that, it's hard to even process.
And what'll happen is, at least with me, is this guilt thing, because I believe that. For whatever reason, and we'll never know the reason, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, let's assume there's a God. You spend your whole life asking the question, why me or why not me? One of those two questions. I have 3 kids. They're all perfectly healthy. One with a heart defect was operated on when he was 6. It looks like he's going to be fine. He may have to have that procedure redone at about 40, but he should be fine. And the other two are perfectly healthy as well. And I have a grandson who is the picture of perfect health. Now, that's 98% of the population. That doesn't make us lucky. It doesn't make us fortunate. But what I think it makes other people who get dealt this hand, it makes them unlucky or less fortunate, and I don't know why. And I watched this thing last night, and essentially it was about a group of autistic people who were going to have a prom. They attend a school for autistic children and adults, and they wanted to have a formal prom. Now, these kids, in many cases, can't make eye contact. They don't know. It was interesting. They asked one of the kids last night, they said, when you meet somebody, how do you meet another person? And the kid said, I don't know. And he looked down and said, well, what would you say if you met somebody new that you didn't know was standing in front of you and you wanted to meet them, what would you say? And the kid said, I don't know. And one of the kids spoke up and raised her hand and said, hi? And the counselor said, okay, that's a great start. But this is how simple these people are. This is how awkward interaction socially is for them. They don't even know the first word to say when they meet somebody. They can't look at people. Yet, there's a reason they say that many of them are high-functioning. So instead of looking at kids like this or people like this as we used to say, retarded, you might want to look at them as some sort of special genius.
Well, look at Rain Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the trade-off, everything's a trade-off. So the trade-off for being given this brilliant brain that is really only capable of being brilliant in maybe one category, the trade-off is you were not given other skills that you need to get by, communication skills, social skills. And it was the saddest part of this was not for the kids, because the kids are oblivious. They don't know what they don't know. They do understand that they have a difficult time interacting and talking, but the tough part to watch was the parents. And let me say to every one of you listening who has a special needs child, it's interesting. I know John Carney's in Washington. I know he has 2 kids with hemophilia, and I've met his kids once. Now, outwardly, hemophilia is something you don't look at a kid and, hey, that kid's got hemophilia.
No, and John Londoff has a sister
with Down syndrome. Well,
yeah.
You do see that outwardly. My point is,
yeah.
I'm talking about people who are parents of kids where when everyone looks at them, they see somebody really different. And it's very obvious, the instant you look at somebody, something is different. Something isn't, you can use the word normal, something isn't like other people. And the tough thing to do is to know what it's like to every day, for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years sometimes, have a child like that in your care, and it's a 24-hour-a-day job. They can't do anything without somebody helping them. They're not invalids, but in a way they sort of are. They're mentally in a way invalids, and I'm so glad I watched this last night, and then I almost wished I hadn't watched it, because it made me feel like I guess the good thing is, and Peon, you'll get this too, and Dan's got four kids, and Dan's had his problems, and his kids have had their problems, but they're not muscularly. Their nervous system, their muscles, their brains are fine, okay? They may have issues, and Dan, we've mentioned it before, mm-hmm. You've got a son who got on heroin, okay? Yeah. That's a tough thing to deal with. But you didn't carry him or wheel him in a wheelchair from the time he was born into his 20s or 30s. And then you have to decide, do we go out to a restaurant? He wants to go to a restaurant, but do we make the other people uncomfortable? Because of the way he eats, he sits, leans forward. I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you believe, I believe there is a special place waiting for the patient parents who sacrifice a real life, that you never have a normal life. Your entire life is dedicated to changing diapers of grown kids, to wheeling them, picking them up. In many cases, you're not really able in your 40s or 50s to lift and pick up and go upstairs, but you do it anyway. Thank you. We admire you. I don't know what else to say. And that brings me to the most difficult part of all. What do you say when you're in a group, in a public place, and you see somebody with a kid who's different? And we don't know. I will tell you folks who have that situation, we don't know what to say to you. You need to help us. You need to tell us what we can and can't say. There will always be stupid people that look and laugh. And if I ever see a kid laughing at a disabled kid, I don't care if it's my kid or not. I may end up getting arrested, but I will step in and I will tear that kid apart who makes fun of that other kid. I just will. I will not tolerate it. And I told my kids when they grew up, if I ever, ever find that you made fun of a kid because he's not like you, I will make your life miserable. You will never, ever forget the punishment that I will unload on you. And I'm happy to say it only happened one time, and it was with my middle son. And he and I will never forget the message he got from me and the way I delivered it. And I can guarantee you, he never did it again. And for the rest of his life, he will never make fun of somebody. And he won't let his son, my grandson, do it. It was a lesson that, and it was a spur-of-the-moment decision how to handle it. That's the other thing. When your kid does something really stupid and hurtful to somebody, there's no book. You can't go, wait a minute, let me go online and Google, what will you do to your kid if he laughs and points and makes fun at another child who's different? You can't do that. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out how to handle it. And I did, and I'll never forget it. And I would just say to those of you, we're sorry. We're sorry that we don't know how to interact with you. I only once did I try it, and it worked. It worked for me. I got lucky, and it was that boy who was 15, and he was in a wheelchair.
It was on our trip, wasn't it?
It was on one of our trips to the Dominican or somewhere, yeah. And it was a family, and the boy was in a wheelchair. He was 15, and except for the fact that he couldn't use his legs, he was a normal-looking 15-year-old. That you just knew he was in a wheelchair, and he had a sister, and mom and dad were there. And I just noticed that they were on the beach, and nobody was talking to them. And that's the other thing. It's weird. When somebody's in a wheelchair, or when somebody is in any way obviously disabled, we get weird because it's almost like we think, ugh, you know, we're going to catch something. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what to do because you don't want to insult them. You don't want to patronize them. You don't want to make fun of them. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. In this case, I went over to the dad, and I thought, well, let's see how this goes. And I said, I introduced myself, and I told him we're here with a large group of people, and I see you're here with your family. may I talk to you about your son? And he said, absolutely, absolutely. And we had a long talk about how old he was, about how he's about to get his driver's license, and they'd been saving and arranged to get a car that could be driven with hand controls. And I learned a whole lot about his muscular dystrophy. And I met his sister and I met his mother. But I hadn't yet met him. Talking around him, which is another sort of thing that you do when you don't know how to handle the situation. And I said, after we talked for a while, I said, I'd like to meet your son. Can I talk to your son? He said, sure. And he walked me over, and here's the boy in a wheelchair. And we met, and we had a wonderful conversation about what he liked, what video games he liked, how he liked school. He's excited about his car. And when it was over, his dad said, he said, thank you for talking to us. And I said, that's just, I was curious. Now, I was interested. And he said, you don't understand. He said, nobody talks to us. He said, anywhere we go, people act like the whole family has a contagious disease. We'd much rather somebody come up and just talk, ask questions. We appreciate it. And so I will do it again because I had, I had some success the first shot at it. Now, next time it might not go so well. You don't know. It may be a completely different attitude the parent has. If you can ask you about your son. My son's none of your business. Go ahead, gawk. I mean, you don't know. And I don't know how I'd be as a parent. If I had that burden, I might be the nastiest, rudest SOB that ever lived. But that time it worked. So I guess what I would say is if you see that, give it a shot. You never know. They may be just so grateful that somebody wants to talk to them. And the funny thing is, a lot of the conversation ended up being the same conversation you'd have with anybody. The whole thing wasn't about, what's it like to be in a wheelchair? And can you feel your legs? And it wasn't that at all. It was, yes, what's wrong? Congratulations on the car you're going to get. And we talked a little bit about cars, what kind of cars you like. The same thing you talk about any 15, 16-year-old. But nobody does that. Nobody does that. So they have a tendency to only have the opportunity to mingle and talk to other kids who are in similar situations. But this autism thing is a weird thing. In 1973 or 74, I worked at an ad agency, and there was a guy there. And Bruce, if you're listening, hi, Bruce. I will not give your last name, even though I don't think you'd mind. We had an art director named Bruce, and one day, and I don't know what led to it, but he said, you know, my son is autistic. I'm 24. I never heard that in mind. I know what that means. He's our art director. So when he said, I have a son who's autistic, I said, well, I guess he is artistic. You're an artist. I mean, that's how stupid I was. And he said, no, autistic. And I said, what's that? He tried to explain it to me. I had no idea what he's talking about. You go ahead. Explain that to somebody, what autism is.
Well, I didn't understand autism until I got older.
And I don't know that I still understand it because no. There's Asperger's, there's autism, different degrees of it, different forms. But essentially, to me, what it means is this is a child who is different. And if you had to decide whether that difference is good or bad, I think I'd decide it's bad. I think I would say that most of being autistic is bad. You might be a savant or a genius, but I think anybody, any parent would gladly sacrifice that gifted part of the brain to have a child that's just what we consider to be normal. Any day you'd sacrifice that. But you don't get a say in that. You don't get a say in it. And the other interesting thing is, unlike some things that money can sort of fix, all the money in the world won't change autism. The child's still going to be autistic. It's kind of like ALS. I don't care if you have $50 million. You have ALS, you're still going to die. And you're still going to suffer and go through all the stages and phases of ALS. So money isn't the answer, but it may not be the answer in the sense that we won't see a cure. See, I don't think we'll ever see a cure to cancer. Too many kinds of cancers.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you stop help, trying and you stop helping. You still keep the research going. But more than that, it's about what the money does to help the families who have people who have these conditions cope. The groups, the counseling, the equipment, the medical, whatever, blah, the list goes on and on. That takes money. It takes money. Most people don't have the money. So that's what the money's good for. And I have never, ever understood why any child should be in pain or should be afflicted with something or should be laughed at. I don't get that. In all of life, I just don't get that. And let's say you believe in God. How can you not, if you're a parent, go, God, what in the world did I ever do to deserve this? I can't think of anything that would cause you to want to punish me this way. And then I know there are people that will say, well, God has a reason for everything. And well, okay, you know, maybe that's true. And I guess all I'm saying is to you parents, everyone should watch something like this documentary. Everyone should try to learn as much as they can about things that affect kids and things that affect older people so that we're not just stupid and we don't just stare. And maybe the best thing you can do to help is not money, is not, it's just talk. Talk to them. Just treat them like other people and don't exclude them. That's my only suggestion. But boy, watching these kids shop for formals and tuxes, and they were so uncomfortable, and they were so nervous, and they were so scared. And you're watching them do what millions of teenagers do every year, go to a prom. And for most of them, it's nothing more than, Dad, I need to borrow $100. I need a tux. Can I borrow the car? Get a boutonniere. Get a corsage. Knock yourself out. Have a good time. Somebody will spike the punch. Somebody will get have some good making out after the thing is over. And it's just life and teen life. For these kids, it was a monster undertaking. They were so nervous and so scared. And then they showed them at the dance. A lot of autistic and Asperger's kids don't like to be touched. You can't hold their hands. You don't touch their shoulders. It's almost like you've electrocuted them. So there's something about they don't. But by the end of this show, and all the credit in the world goes to whoever this guy was who was their counselor, they were dancing. They were line dancing. Now, they don't have much of a sense of rhythms, which are real awkward looking. But it went from being like you're looking at a bunch of real awkward, odd people to exhilarating, and you wanted, even at home, to just stand up and applaud them, because by the end, they did it. They did something that was very, very difficult to do, which for most people is just one of rites of passage, just something you do. You get your driver's license, you go to the prom. Not for these kids. Simplest thing sometimes can be a big deal. If you get a chance to see it, it's called How to Dance in Ohio. It was on HBO. I'm sure it'll run again. And that's it. I just thought it was worth mentioning. But we'll take a break, then we'll do the Burke segment, and we'll see if anybody had anything to say. And I don't know. Do you have Mr. No, I'm taking
no,
care of
no,
that.
You do that.
I get the honors today.
Yeah.
I do this today. That's right. It's Tuesday. So here's what I'll do. John Londoff is a good example. John Londoff's sister, Jackie, has Down syndrome. It used to be called mongoloids. Remember that?
Yes.
And I remember that John told me, his dad told me too, that when Jackie was born, the doctor told Mr. Londoff, my advice is very quickly, you put her in a home.
Yeah, don't get attached.
Don't get too attached to her. And John said his dad all but tore that doctor's head off. I'm not putting my daughter anywhere. I will get attached, and she'll live with us. And they went ahead and Jackie's in her 50s now, and that family is a great example. And I think sometimes what drives a person to be successful is adversity. If there's something that would keep most people down, that would keep them from achieving or succeeding, some people, that's what motivates them. And honest to goodness, if I had a disabled kid and I knew that because of that we were going to need a lot. We were going to need resources. I would work my guts off. I would be beyond successful to make her proud of me or him proud of me, the rest of the family, so that we'd never have to worry that she'd have the best of everything she needs. Because as they get older and they want to get independent, you're talking about housing, you're talking about somebody to be with them in that housing, you're talking about independence but not total independence, and all that stuff's not cheap. So to his credit, Mr. Londoff ended up building a very successful dealership. And the other thing I would say is to everybody, and I've done it, you've all done it, you look at somebody who has money. You look at somebody who's successful. And too many times we go, yeah, well, what do they know? They got a lot of money. Well, here's what they know. They have a daughter with Down syndrome, okay? You want to swap places? You want to trade? Anytime you look at somebody that you think has it made, and you think, boy, I'd sure like to be. Really? You don't know the whole story, because I will promise you that for everybody who you think has it made and has everything, you're wrong. They don't. And when you get the whole story, you back up and go, I'll keep my life. John Londoff continues the tradition of selling Chevrolets in the way that I think most people like to buy Chevrolets or any other car. And that's really nothing more than the old golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Treat people the way you'd want to be treated. And too many dealerships are impersonal. Too many dealerships, at too many of these dealerships, the owner deliberately maintains a great distance from the customers. You don't meet them. They just want to see the numbers at the end of the week. What are the sales? How many units moved? What did we take in? What did we take on trade? They actually enjoy the interaction with you, the customer, and it's the way people used to do business 50 years ago. It was 55 years ago when they opened up in North County. So if you're shopping for a Chevy, shopping for a used car, here's the place. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
And we're going to get a look and see if this rain is causing problems on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, it is causing a problem here. You've got westbound 44 shut down at Highway 50. Eastbound 44 was shut down. Now they've opened up one lane. It's only the left lane that's shut. We've got an accident coming in on the express lanes, eastbound 70 at West Florissant. The left lane is blocked there. We just now have a crash that's reported out on westbound 70 out past Forestell, between Forestell and Wright City. Looks like another accident at Olive and Creve Coeur Mill. And then it's southbound 270 running some stop-and-go traffic from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is doctor-recommended, and it is backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
My name is Wilma, and I have polycythemia vera, or PV.
PV is a rare disorder of the bone marrow in which the body makes too many red blood cells. There may also be an increase in white blood cells and platelets. It's a chronic disease that affects about 100,000 people in the United States.
I was having dizzy spells, confusing my words. I thought I was just overworked. After blood work and other tests, I was diagnosed with PV.
Your experience with PV is unique to you. Your symptoms, your blood counts, even your feelings can help you identify your PV state of mind or where you are in your journey with PV.
The bone pain was the final straw. I knew I needed to talk to my doctor.
Knowing your PV state of mind can help identify when it's time to evaluate your condition and talk to a healthcare professional. Register for resources to help get that conversation started at stateofpv.com.
This PV state of mind is about my journey with PV. Know yours.
If you have PV, talk to your doctor about how it's affecting you. Get resources at stateofpv.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was six. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904, 1-800-900-1904.
How would you like to try America's best-selling home fitness program free for 30 days? You've probably heard of P90X. It's the number one fitness program designed to get you in amazing shape. Elite trainer Tony Horton shows you the same body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
You can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who are very smart, but they think they can just maneuver the way through a HAMP program or any of the government loan modification programs. And I'm here to tell you, it's complex stuff, and you need the professionals that do it every day better than anybody. That's the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve, didn't you just tell me about a guy that tried to do it his way and decided you guys were the answer?
This gentleman came in and sat down in my office with his wife and his three kids who were all in elementary school. We stepped up and were able to stop his foreclosure or in the process of getting his loan modified to a payment. So the point I'm trying to make here is we do these things every day. We're extremely efficient at it. If you try it yourself and fail, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call us, because we will be the people who are going to give you the best chance to not only save your home, but put your payment at an affordable number for you.
Can't say it any better than that. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
It's hunting season. What does that mean? It's time for you to take advantage of super savings on select models of Club Car XRT utility vehicles at M&M Golf Cars. Stop dreaming, because now you can own the ultimate hunting machine. For hot deals and exceptional financing on Club Car XRT utility vehicles, stop by M&M Golf Cars to see the possibilities. On-the-spot financing is available, so before you hunt, you should stop by M&M Golf Cars. 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Well, we haven't had a lot of new advertisers come along the last 2 or 3 years, but about 4 months ago, I got an email from Dan Ford, and he said, we're painters. My son-in-law and I have a painting company. Would you call me? And let's talk. And I called him. And first thing I like to do when I do this, when I return after an email from somebody who's interested in advertising, I just get right to the price, because that's either going to scare you away or not. And I said, here's the nuts and bolts of the thing. Here's what it costs. He goes, that sounds great. And I said, well, now, hang on here. Your painters, what are there, two of you? He goes, no. We got several really good painters. We have a background in construction and built whatever. And everything he said sounded really good. And the more we talked, then we met. And I thought, well, this sounds pretty good. Everybody needs something painted, I think, so let's go. And then I kind of was a little nervous and holding my breath that they really were going to stay the course, because the secret to advertising and having it work is you got to stay with it. You can't just pull the plug and go over here and try this, pull and go try this, go try this. Well, they're staying the course, and from the first week they were on, their phone started ringing. They're really good painters. Here's why I say that. I haven't seen one thing they've painted in person. I've seen pictures. But I get emails, and lots of them, from listeners. And these people, go on and on and on about how this is money well spent. My goodness, I could never have done this myself and had it turn out this way, from deck refurbishing to interior painting, exterior painting. And, of course, this is the time, we're coming into the time of year where they're going to be doing a lot of inside painting. So if you want to spruce up a room or two or three rooms or the whole inside of your house, I get on the phone to Precision Coatings and set up an appointment for them to come do the painting inside your house. They're scheduled spring to paint the back of my house because it's all hardy plank siding. And I will tell you, like anybody else, I had them come out and give me an estimate. They gave me the same estimate they give anybody else, and I will pay it and write a check for it. It's not free. But I talked to two other people just because I wanted something to compare it with. Here are the two other prices that were thrown at me, and then I'll give you their price. Now, every job is different, and you can't take the price of painting the back of my house and say, well, that's what I want to pay for my... You don't know how many square feet are on the back of my house or how much wood has to be replaced or trim. It's all... Every job is different. My point is this. I asked a couple of other people who know a little bit about construction. I said, what do you think that should cost to have the back of my house painted? One said $10,000. The other said about $7,500. Their quote to me was $4,500. And these are professional painters. I said, we're good to go. Let's do it. So we're scheduled. April, May, whenever the weather warms up and is dried out, we're going to do it. They do deck refurbishing. Obviously, they paint interior, exterior, residential, commercial. They do color consulting, power washing. Look, if you're going to have something painted, unless you really know how to paint yourself, usually when you try to paint yourself, it's just not, it doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to. Either you step back and go, ah, I see that bleeding through the old wall. I should have put another coat, or I should have done the base coat better, or kills, or whatever you put on there before you paint. It really wasn't the right color. I should have consulted with somebody. Here's their number, 636-244-5243. 636-244-5243. Precision Coatings. Do we have any time to play?
I think a few minutes.
What I thought we'd do, Peon and I have been talking about this. We only have three more days, two and a half now. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and I'm not here. And then it's Halloween. What, Saturday night? Is that Halloween?
Yes, Saturday night.
So, in some parts of the country, and I don't know if all of St. Louis or how much of St. Louis, when you say trick or treat, you have to tell a joke. When I was a kid, in Tennessee, we didn't do that.
Everybody I've talked to that has come to St. Louis and lives here from somewhere else, whether it's Chicago, California, Arkansas, anywhere, they don't do jokes.
But I like the idea.
I do too.
I like it. Now, when I was a kid, and I'm not making this up, we'd say, you know, trick-or-treat, and if the kids didn't like the candy or if you weren't home, they soaped your windows and they soaped the screens. Now, when you take a bar of soap and rake it across the screen, it gets embedded in between the screen hole. It's a mess to clean up.
I threw it back at them and it said, I'm not taking this crap. And I just threw it back in their house. The candy.
It's a great story.
Oh,
yeah, thanks.
Good.
It's true.
I was wondering what
the other thing they do is TP the house. If the people weren't home and weren't going to participate, they'd get TP'd.
Yeah.
And then last was eggs. Some kids would carry cartons of eggs and they'd egg your house. Well, that's ridiculous and stupid and it's vandalism. I kind of like the idea of a joke. So kid comes to the door, ding dong, a person opens the door, ding ding, and then you say, okay, you got a joke for me, or you're going to tap dance or do a magic trick or something. So Peon and I have some jokes. You want to start? Or you want me to start? You got a list? You got your
go
list,
ahead.
Right?
Yes, I have my list.
I'll do a few, and then I'll turn it over to you. And we may end up repeating each other. Now, folks, these are kid jokes, okay? Don't go, well, that's not that funny. I've heard you tell funnier jokes. These aren't for us. And here's the other thing. You're in the car, most of you, so you're going to hear some great jokes and go, ooh, I wish I could remember that. I'd write them down for my kids to tell. All you have to do is go to KTRS.com. Tomorrow, this show will be on there for you to re-listen to. You can listen to it again. So will yesterday's show and the day before. And I think they go back the previous week. So it's a week's worth of shows. So by tomorrow, you can sit down on the computer, re-listen to this, and jot down the jokes you want for your kids. Okay. What road... Oh, well, first of all, why didn't the mummy have any friends?
Why?
He was all wrapped up in himself.
Yeah, kids! There you go, kid.
That's worth the Snickers. That's worth the Snickers or Reese's.
Yep.
What position does the ghost play in soccer?
I don't know.
Ghoulie.
Oh, my goodness.
What monster plays tricks on Halloween?
What?
Frankenstein. One more, and I'll let Peon do some. What is a monster's, sea monster's favorite lunch?
Sea monster.
Fish and chips.
Oh, my God.
Get it? Chips. And now, here's Peon.
All right. Let's see here. The first one. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know.
What?
A carrot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? If a kid told me that, I'd take candy out of his bag.
That's funny.
I would take candy from that kid.
Give me some of those candy.
Unexpected humor.
All right, kid, give me a Reese's.
What's E.T. short for?
I don't know.
Because he's only got little legs.
Oh, that's a good one. That's worth a Peter Paul mound.
Oh, boy.
And some of these are more on a one-liners. I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop whenever I want.
See, I think that's funny.
Wait, that's do that one again.
I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop whenever I want.
Oh.
Dan, you didn't even get it.
No, twice. I just wanted him to
exaggerate.
No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Exaggerations went up by 1,000,000% last year.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's worth M&M's. That's worth a pack of M&M's.
A plateau is the highest form of flattery.
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
Flat land.
Flat land.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A Buddhist walks up to a hot dog stand and says, "Make me one with everything."
I'd throw all kinds of candy at that kid.
What do you call a magic dog?
What?
A labracadabrador.
I'm telling you. Tomorrow, you got to go back and re-listen and jot these down. And your kids, because isn't it, look, parents, isn't this really about us? You want the kids to bring home as much candy as you can so you and your husband or wife can eat it.
Heck yeah.
Because
right.
You tell them it'll rot their teeth, they go to bed and you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how you get a lot of candy. What else you got?
Last night, me and my girlfriend watched 3 DVDs back to back. Luckily, I was the one facing the television.
All right. I just want to step in as the grammar coach. Last night, my girlfriend and I.
Oh, watched. We'll see.
See, I don't want to teach kids bad grammar.
Yeah.
I don't care how
I'm
written.
Just reading.
I don't care. I don't want to teach kids bad grammar.
I'm not the auteur.
Well, we need to edit and fix it. Last night, my girlfriend and I watched TV.
Where do you find a cow with no legs?
Hold on. How we know on your plate? I don't know.
Right where you left it.
Oh. These are great. I actually wish kids would do this.
I know.
I'd laugh all night.
I think that's most of them.
Those are funny.
I have a couple more.
Funny.
What did the skeleton order for dinner?
What?
Spare ribs.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a monster's favorite place to swim? Lake Erie. Why did the vampire flunk art class? Because he could only draw blood. Here's a good one, kids. What's the problem with identical twin witches? You can't tell which witch is which.
I have one. What's up, monster's favorite play? Romeo and Juliet.
I'd take candy from you. I grab your bag. No, I don't grab your bag. That sounds horrible. Grab your pillowcase or whatever, and you would be demerited by. I'd remove 3 Reese's peanut butter cups.
I told my doctor that I broke my arm in 2 places. He told me to stop going to those places.
Yeah, good one. Why do witches fly on brooms? Vacuum cleaners are too heavy.
Oh my God. Okay, here's one. Why do angry witches not ride their brooms?
Angry witches not have their broom.
Because they're afraid of flying off the handle.
Why do little monsters, thank you folks, why do little monsters, what do little monsters eat? Alphabet soup. kids, here's a good one. Why didn't the little zombie go to school? Because he felt rotten. Why is a cemetery a great place to write a story? because it's filled with plots. And now they always say leave them wanting more. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back after the news break with more. And then after that, we'll have Colin Jeffrey, and he'll have a whole bunch of stuff you might want to watch for or you might want to avoid. Right now, we have to talk about First Community Credit Union, and since, let me just check and make sure I haven't gotten an email in the last 2 minutes. Nope. That means the offer still stands. $100. Move your car loan. That's not an order. It's a recommendation. Move your car loan from wherever it is. And I always like to play this game, too. Hey, listeners, what's your rate on your car loan? Right now, what is it? You don't know. Beyond, you don't know, do you, your car loan rate?
What, no, rate I do
Dan,
not.
Do you know the rate?
No, not offhand.
See, nobody does. But you should, because then you'd realize there's a very good chance First Community Credit Union has a lower rate. Lots of people find that out as sort of a surprise bonus to the $100. So you move your car loan from wherever it is that's not First Community to First Community Credit Union, you get $100. And it's not a trick, and it's not some complicated, big, multi-paragraph disclaimer. It's just that simple. You get $100. Now you are a member, but you're not maybe. What's so funny? What's so funny? Let the class in. Let all the class in on it.
I just read another joke.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get out of your system. What is it?
What is a monster's favorite ride at a carnival? The roller coaster.
And you interrupted
that
the First Community
really
Credit Union.
Your gut up?
You interrupted
oh
First
goodness.
Community for that.
It's so stupid. It was funny. I would
take another piece of candy out of your bag if you did.
I'm sorry.
So now you are a member because you've opened an account. Here's what I would do if I were you. Go ahead and move all your accounts. Take them all. Just close your accounts at your bank. Now, your bank is going to act like they love you. Oh, my goodness, we hate to lose your business. Why are you leaving? You don't have to explain anything to them. Say, I'm going to a better place to do my banking. And you do have to say that. Just say, I'm just closing my accounts. That's all. The rest is none of your business. And then you come join us. You'll be welcomed with open arms. Do all your banking at First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations, and I'm guessing before long there'll be 43. You want to know more? FirstCommunity.com.
We didn't grow to be one of the biggest family-owned banks by standing still. And we haven't stayed family-owned for over 100 years by forgetting where we came from or who we serve. Our goal is helping you reach yours. That's what it means.